Well, we love it when we can bring in a brand new member to the For the People partner family. And our latest addition is Nutrition Security Solutions. This North Haven-based nonprofit provides targeted food assistance to elderly individuals in the greater New Haven area. They operate on a client choice model with distribution from a warehouse that the organization operates. And we're going to talk about what they do, how they do it, why they do it, and how you can help them do it better. We will be on the line with Sandra Copps and Rob Hansen from their board of directors right after this reminder. Fairfield University's Center for Social Impact will be the first U.S. campus to host Artolution, collaborative public art by refugee communities worldwide. This is an international exhibition that debuted at the United Nations headquarters on World Refugee Day in 2024. It's featuring powerful artwork created by refugees globally, and it opens September 16th with a 5 p.m. reception at Fairfield University's newest downtown location at 1720 Post Road, followed by a panel discussion at the Fairfield Theater Company at 7 p.m. The exhibition will remain on view by appointment only through December 12th, and it's all free. If you'd like more information on this and other activities, visit events.fairfield.edu. All right. So beyond that brief introduction, welcome, Rob and Sandra. Thank you for joining us this morning. And let's kick it off with Sandra. Sandra, are you the CEO, the executive director, the founder? Let's hear a little bit about you and how this all got started.
I'm the founder and the incorporator.
Very good.
And I've been doing this since 2017. I started in a small HUD facility. And we've always been a very small but highly evolved program, food program, dedicated to the older adults and people with disabilities. And we're known for our effective innovation and reliability in our operation planning. We are now serving about 300 people per month, but we have worked very hard to get our planning, our plans, operations going, so that we can expand through partnerships right now. So we are looking for finding other groups who would like to have part of their services dedicated to special diets that are required by older people in their population or people with disabilities. Mm. And I can sort of outline what we do by addressing three current challenges to nutrition security in older adults and people with disabilities.
Sure.
Right now, it's really important to have a food organization dedicated to delivering food supplies to these populations because there's a threat to meal programs under the Older American Act, such as Meals on Wheels. But we're a pantry, and so we are addressing the threat of homelessness. The people that live in these HUD housing facilities are on the borderline of homelessness because of their income. And then now there's threats of reduction in housing subsidies. And there's a housing crisis in Connecticut,
right,
which adds to it. So our historical services have been to HUD populations. And right now, we want to stick and support those populations because we want to stabilize basic needs for food in their daily living in these uncertain times. They can rely on us. We are a mobile service for mobility-impaired people. People in these facilities, even though they're aging, they want food supplies for independent meal preparations. Mm-hmm. They sometimes hesitate or they don't fully use things like Meals on Wheels to the full advantage for nutrition support.
Mm.
They like the independence of having supplies to cook for themselves, and they want the food that they want to use. They don't want generic packages. So we have an online ordering system that works on the internet as they get an opportunity twice a month to place an order for a food package delivery or drop off in their facility. So it's growing, and people, more people are calling us. We can't expand too much because of funding. Funding is a real challenge right now. But we can serve any number of subpopulations of larger groups or church groups that want to take on a population in a neighborhood. We do have one population down in New Haven at a church that's growing and doing quite well. So the second challenge that we meet is the reduction in Medicaid benefits. We have all NSS, I call it NSS because Nutrition Security Solutions is a mouthful. It's always been a food as medicine pantry program. We're not linked to a health care provider or facility, but there's income qualifications to be below a certain income level.
Right.
And when they sign on to our pantry, they can declare a special health condition. We call them social determinants of health conditions like diabetes, obesity, that happen because they've had a long history of poor nutrition all their life, and now they're coming into old age, their elder years, and they have diabetes and other programs, other problems. You know, a lot of food organizations address two specific conditions that are the largest conditions in elderly people, diabetes and obesity. And we find that in our populations that subscribe to our services, that 49% want low salt because of high blood pressure issues or kidney issues. 31% want low sugar because of diabetes. But also we're finding in the elderly population, 9% want low fat or cholesterol because of cardiovascular issues. 7% went lactose-free because as people age, the enzymes, the digestive enzymes in their intestines decline, and they can't break down food like they
did. Right. So you're maximizing the nutritional capacity by giving them the right food. Yeah, like food, you said, food is medicine.
The online ordering process can produce a filtering shopping list. They have shopping lists that they get with each shopping opportunity.
Mm.
And we can filter those shopping lists according to their declared health conditions. So 7% want lactose-free food, 4% want gluten-free food.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can declare certain allergies they have, and we can filter those out.
Wow.
So since we're dedicated to small populations, we have the opportunity of really knowing our people. For instance, we had one man who is in a large HUD facility that was served historically from the beginning, who has cancer, very bad GI cancer, and he's getting radiation treatments. And he came one day and he said, well, when I finish my treatments, they give me a bottle of Ensure. And he said, I really need this every day, but I can't get it. I said, no problem, we'll get it. So we now, since the summer, we now carry Ensure and Boost. And I just got a call this past week that another agency had a donation of nutrition supplements for somebody that had died, and they're protein supplements that can be used for these people. So this man who has cancer and he's getting treatments every week now gets a week's supply of Ensure. So, and there's scientific reasons why Ensure, with its soy hydrolysate base, is actually helpful in his cancer.
I have to say, when I was going through my cancer experience, Ensure was the only thing that prevented me from having to have some other very invasive surgery. So
we do have a wish list on Amazon, and we are getting donations.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
And every time we put out a newsletter or something on the social media, Facebook or LinkedIn, that wish list is there.
Yeah.
And people can, it's reliable. We get deliveries. And so we're keeping this man supplied with Ensure. Mm. We have to sort of build up a population and get it balanced with donors. Or Abbott makes Ensure. And I have a history of working with and being funded by Abbott in my research background. Mm. So if we can get a corporation donor to supply this, this would be wonderful. So I'm working very hard to publish more backup in the science behind that supplement.
Right.
But things like Boost is also used, particularly for people who need to maintain their weight. People that have cancer sometimes have trouble maintaining their body weight.
Right.
And muscle mass, they lose their muscle mass.
Sure.
So giving them protein supplements, they're supposed to use it. In talking to this man we're giving Ensure to, he says, oh, I take two or three, I use two or three a day. I said, no, you can't do that.
Mm.
You have to eat food. You have to keep the pipes
yeah.
going.
It's supplement.
So it's
it supplements,
have,
does not replace, right?
Right. It's, yeah. it's supposed to supplement once a day.
Yeah.
And then we also give them, in their, we as a Food is Medicine pantry, we have lean fish, lean meats, poultry, and fish, and fresh vegetables and fruit. We're very careful about our purchasing. With our system, I guess I should talk about the third challenge that we have is the food supply right now and the food system. The food system is very unstable. So to address that, we've spent a lot of time developing our warehouse operation where we can accumulate supplies at all times. It's like a rapid rolling inventory. Foods come in, and it's linked to the shopping setup. Other programs that manage warehouses and e-commerce do not have a shopping selection component. So we are able to link our procurement of supplies with satisfying what we need for the shopping, the food distribution. And so this is a way that we can supply satellite partnerships out of the warehouse. As long as they can take orders in, send them into our warehouse, we can package up the food that's been ordered and send it back to the place where the orders have been placed.
Well, that's fantastic.
And we find that the system of client choice is more, we use our inventory with 60% more efficiency than other warehouse operations. For instance, if you have 75 packages, then you're going to just put 12 or 15 items of the same thing in each package. You need like 6 or 7 cases of one item, of each item,
mm-hmm.
to fill those bags,
right.
which is like 1,500 items
right.
you have to have in your inventory. But with our inventory of 600 different foods, they can select at random only food they want. So in a cycle, we are using maybe 850 items. So it's a 60% efficiency of using food. And you don't have the waste of just providing anything in a package. And people are going, well, I don't use this. I'll throw it out, or I'll give it to somebody I think needs something better.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly conservative.
Right.
So we have supplies that last longer than what other pantries. Other pantries sort of just get what they can and hand it out.
Well.
But we have the opportunity to accumulate, hold, and evaluate and hand it out based on nutrition.
Excellent.
At all times.
Well,
and specific, target and specific because of how the clients sign up for filtered shopping lists, and they're just getting the food they want and how they're going to use it.
Great. Well,
Nutrition Ed, that kind of thing.
Great. Well, let me stop you there, Sandra, because I'm sure people who've been listening are getting the idea that this is an extremely efficient, highly effective, and critically important service that's growing in the greater New Haven region. And we want to make sure they can go to your website and learn more about you to provide you with some additional support. NSS. INCCT www.thefortheforthepeople.org is the name and the handle for the website for the Nutrition Security Solutions.
It's NSSINCT. If you get NSSINC, you'll get somebody else.
Okay, very good. So let's give you a quick break, Sandra. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left, and I do want to recognize and send great appreciation to one of your board members, Rob Hansen, who took the initiative to actually reach out to me kind of on a cold call. And how do I refuse somebody who's a For the People fan from bringing on such a worthy organization? So, Rob, I'm sorry to squeeze you into 2 or 3 minutes. But in the last few minutes that we do have on the program, from your perspective as a board member, if you're able to speak out to all the folks that are listening to this program as to why they should consider getting involved based on your experience, what would you tell them?
Yeah, well, it's what I especially like about NSS is they are very innovative, as Sandy has described, you know, doing little, you know, just little things to help people. Because, you know, you have the innovation, but you also have these people that need help. And, you know, in my, where I've been doing volunteering, you know, I've seen it firsthand. I've seen how I've interacted with some of the people that we've helped, and they are very appreciative of having this targeted assistance and things that they want and need. So that's what really drives me in my participation in NSS.
Yeah, our biggest problem right now is funding, which everybody has.
Sure.
But we have always been thoughtful about what we're doing because we listen, we talk to people about, you know, the problems with food and the health and how food can help impact their health. And so we think differently. And most food organizations, you know, they work on the numbers. What we send out, we feed 1,000 people a month. But we're doing 300. But those are custom packages with total evaluation. So, we've achieved two things. One, we've established the value of a warehouse operation to accumulate and evaluate very precious food supplies. And secondly, more targeted health concerns that elderly people have, other than just a generic package of low salt, low sugar.
Mm. Well, I think when people
evaluate things like chewing and swallowing conditions, do they need soft food?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think when people are
evaluating the place where they want to put their energy and their philanthropic spending, they like to hear about organizations like yours that have this very meticulously crafted system of serving the end user. So I think you're an extremely worthy and valuable place for people to get to know. And I hope that they'll do that by visiting your website, NSSINCT.org, for Nutrition Security Solutions, this North Haven-based nonprofit serving the greater New Haven area, is purchasing food cost-effectively and safely storing the donated food for targeted distribution. And we want to thank their founder, Sandra Copps, and Rob Hansen for being on the program this morning. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.